Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is December the 20th, 2017. We have a live show for you. It is a special Wise Wednesday, as all of the Wise Wednesdays are special to me. And we're going to, Brother Davis is there, and we're going to jump into the that platform and jump into that great show that Brother Davis has planned and in store for us all. And as Brother Davis always says, bring your pen and your paper and be ready to take down and to do what's necessary for yourself. So very, very important. Looking forward to today's show with Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday. So, but before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Very, very, very important that you do that. You can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you will see the donation prompt that is there on the homepage if you would give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network is moving forward. Also, you can support the network by being a part of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And you can find that on the homepage of Black Talk Radio Network, as well as going to www.btrcommunity.com. Sorry about that. www.btrcommunity.com. You can go there and check it out. And on the homepage, you can look for the capital B with the black background. That is the that's BTR Community, and BTR Community is a social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put together for you to engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. And there will never be a time where BTR Community or Black Talk Radio Network will sell your identity to any bidder. It is a membership, so you don't have to worry about you being as adversely affected by that as you would in other platforms. It's not crowdfunding against you. This is what FedBook does to you. It's a crowdfunding platform where it's causing the crowd to cause for it's funding their overall business and their profits, and they're not sharing any of that with you at all. None whatsoever, ever. So come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year. $24 a year, and you can engage in that. So definitely want to do that. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to www.prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in the inventory there. And when you do that, check out what's in inventory, but then make sure you email info at prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com, and when you so that you can save as a wages. Email me at Wolf1, or if you would like to be a part of our Coins of Change crowdfunding, where crowdfunding meets the cryptocurrency, you can definitely email me at powerincrowdfunding.com. I need to check that actual website, powerincrowdfunding.com, and email me there, and then I will send you out the overall necessary information. Thank goodness the fees are starting to come back down in the blockchain, so I'm glad about that. So looking forward to that as well. So we'll talk about that at some other later time. So let's get into some of what's in the news so that we can get into Brother Davis's Wise Wednesday episode, and I hope you have your pen and paper all ready to go. And Wise Wednesday, let's just start it off. Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis is beware of the retrograde. I don't know. Brother Davis did not come up with that one, but I just wanted you to be aware, as Brother Davis said, is going to be talking about the winter solstice and the retrograde. Very, very true that we need to be doing that. So this is going to be a great, great show. So first article we have posted, I posted from the South China Morning Post, and I will just say this, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow's show is really going to be about the table of preparedness for what's really coming, and things are really heating up. From the standpoint of letting you know that at any moment that they're going to have a surprise, they got people kind of where they're taking for granted. They're not watching it. They've heard that story before. Then all of a sudden, boom, the spring traps. So here we go. This comes from the South China Morning Post. China hits back at America's Cold War mentality. Beijing hits back at the celebrity figurehead U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to name China as a competitor and called on the United States to give up its Cold War mentality. Check out that article. It's really heating up. Next article I posted from CCN, and it says Venezuela's fiat currency is declining rapidly, and Bitcoin is taking over. Check out that article. It says a great trading they don't have anything there. Something else. So check out that article. It's basically saying that people are running into the cryptos inside of, that's the currency of choice inside of Venezuela. That is I'm going to just say this. Bitcoin is not a fiat. Bitcoin is not a fiat currency. Bitcoin is not fiat currency because there is no nation that has already deemed it as a measure of medium of exchange that they recognize. That's what the word fiat means. Has nothing to do with value. So just want you all to know that. So cryptocurrencies are not fiats. There are some countries that may be accepting or moving towards making cryptocurrency a fiat. Okay? Fiat just means that's the true economic definition of it. And then a lot of connotations have been taken that it means that it's not backed by anything of value. No, that's not true. That's a misnomer, but that has been the overall stereotypical way of looking at the word fiat, but that's not the truth. Fiat just means that it is deemed by, it doesn't matter if it's, you can have a fiat, you can deem this or that as your overall medium of exchange. That means that that's your fiat, okay? So just wanted to say that. So Venezuela, fiat currency is declining rapidly, meaning a currency that the government itself has recognized as a medium of exchange. And Bitcoin is taking over. So check out that article. Next article from the South China Morning Post, got this one. U.S. vetoes the U.N. resolution condemning Trump's Jerusalem decision. The United States, the celebrity figurehead corporation of the United States on Monday vetoed a drafted U.N. resolution rejecting celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Man, this is all a part of the war. Check out that whole thing. Next article. This one comes from PBS NewsHour. McMaster. This is a quote from McMaster. We need to act urgently to stop North Korea. National Security Advisor, celebrity figurehead National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, called for a diplomatic solution to the crisis, urging Russia, Japan, and other nations to work with the United States to avoid a military confrontation with North Korea. And he also indicated that the president has asked his team to refine a military option should the United States need it. Basically, that word to refine means to have one ready to go. It is going to be moving in a direction that way. So check out that article. And those were, but there was a couple of other articles that are very, very important. To me, they're very, very important. We didn't go over some of those yesterday because the show went right into, into the show, and we didn't have it's what's in the news. So, but there are some very, very important things. Tomorrow we're going to be looking at how close this whole thing really, really is to, in my opinion, to war. All of the situations are really now completely set up. Now all it takes is one incident, a series of incidents, and then that full-fledged will jump off. So that's what's in the news. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the show over to Brother Davis. If you'd like to get in on a conversation with Brother Davis, I won't be on the board. I will be listening, but I won't be on the board. Give Brother Davis a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and just say, excuse me, if you have a question or comment for Brother Davis on today's show. So I'm going to turn this over to the great and the wise and my brother, my good friend, and someone that I really, really do confide in and greatly appreciate, Brother Davis. Let me tell you, Brother Davis is doing this, as he always says, out of the harmony and love that he has for everyone else. This requires a lot of time, a lot of effort to come on and do these shows for the time period that we do. It is not something that's easy. It requires you taking on a responsibility to feed the nation. And let me tell you, like we're feeding your children, it is what? That is requires a lot of energy, but we do it out of love. So I hope that you all will appreciate that and see it for what it is. It is someone that cares so much about you that they're willing to give. And so I greatly appreciate it, and I thank you, Brother Davis. Brother Davis, the floor is all yours.
I'm humbled, my brother, and thank you very much. I tell you, it's always good to know and feel when the message that you're trying to convey gets across. And I hear that every time I hear my brother, David Wren, speak. Listen, tonight, I want you to ask yourself, why is it that the most powerful aspect of our lives is never discussed in our social circles? What is it that they don't want you to know? And the reason why I start there is because I've said to you many times that in the universal law of oneness, we are all connected. But see, that connection only exists amongst living things. Now, what are living things? Anything that receives life from sun, water, and nutrition. Basically, that's what is happening in the cosmos. This is a regeneration that we are experiencing and don't even really know anything about it. So, what I want you to understand is that there's a cosmic story that's involved here. Saturn's new moon in 2070 and the winter solstice is the copulation of Saturn into Capricorn, time and birth of the new world. Now, why is it a time and birth for the new world? This very powerful Sagittarian new moon occurs days before Saturn's ingression into Capricorn and the winter solstice. The new moon conjoins the galactic center, or the black hole in the center of the Milky Way galaxy, close to where Mercury turns retrograde on December 2nd and 3rd. Now, you've heard me speak of retrograde and how it just kind of throws things out of whack. And there's a reason for that. And the reason is because just like there are good, there is evil. Just like there is a positive, there is a negative. And that is when negativity shows itself to be true. To go back and retrieve the last messages from Saturn's sun on December 12th, which was the Feast of the Ladies of Guadalupe, those people who know this, the Lady of Guadalupe, remember? In Guadalupe, the children who looked at the statue and said the statue was crying and witnessed it, and the whole village came to worship in front of this statue of the Madonna. And to be integrated in once Mercury stops moving forward on December 22nd. See, in order for there to be a transition, there must be an identification. And see, and to be integrated once Mercury stops to move forward on December 22nd, Saturn leaves Sagittarius after 2 years and moves into its own sign of Capricorn on December 19th, beginning our journey towards the big conjunction between Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, which will take place in 2020. And of course, the winter solstice arrives in the Northern Hemisphere on December 21st, when the sun stands still for 3 days before it's starting to move back north. For those of you in the Southern Hemisphere, happy summer solstice is going to come in a powerful way. We're in the beginning. Let me reiterate, those of you who have any questions, please call. We are in the beginning. Let's start with Saturn. Since its energy signature is all over these three events, Saturn has gotten a bad rap from the ancient astrologers who said he was a hard taskmaster, even as a malevolent force of life. Now, let me give you some clarity. In the evolution of time, cosmologically, the wellspring of life has always been feminine energy. Let me repeat that. The wellspring of life has always been feminine energy. So in the beginning, the power that was given to women was given because of the greatness of the task or the tasks that they perform. Now, literally, Westernism doesn't teach you that, because if it did, it would disrupt the concept of what they call patriarchal order and the concept of a matriarchal order. So the truth is, matriarchal order has a greater degree of power because there cannot be rebirth or new birth without female energy. That's a powerful statement right here within itself. Because, see, we fail to realize the importance of the role that women play because of this concept being males are hard taskmasters, and even in the male violent force of life, Saturn represented the limits of fear, depression, and melodic control. But those are the dysfunctional expressions of Saturn. So don't go into fear when thinking of him. Since this is the most negative manifestation of Saturn, in reality, Saturn is the energy of our material reality, the reality that there are limits in life, that we have to take responsibility for our life, and that often there must be discipline and perseverance. He is the trickster of delays and denials. He is a teacher, tester, mentor of life. Saturn is our teacher of self-discipline and self-respect. Now, why? Because of his violent nature in taking the position of authority over femininity. We fail because Westernism wants us to respect the patriarchal concept, to really understand the importance of the feminine energy. But yet, the patriarchal concept is based on the physicality of the virility and ego. Because in reality, the feminine energy that gave him the ability to reproduce himself was looked upon in a way in which he envied the energy that she possessed. And therefore, there was a major program put in place at that time, long before we were around, for males to take the position of authority, like they were going to bring some kind of greater order than the Creator himself. Now, I'll point that out to you because there is such an imbalance psychologically because of what Westernism has done, what society has accepted, and what we have literally embraced. Why do we embrace it? Because we came into the period, the astrological period of the Pisces. Pisces being the fish of connection. Remember, the two fish that swim in the circle, and between them, it looks like it's a worm, but there's a line. But that line represents the form of control to keep that fish going in the circle. So therefore, when we moved into organizations, we moved into organizations in order to fit in, to be a part of. And that's why there were so many secret organizations developed in order to practice their deception. And they didn't want you to see what they were, so they gave you the illusion they were something else. Okay, take for instance politics. The deception of politics is that we are choosing people who are most suited to make wise decisions based on the needs of the people. Or should I say civilization? But now, since we are coming out of that stage, all of these deceptions are falling down. You're seeing more and more of them every day. They're starting to disintegrate in front of your eyes because now, even today, interestingly enough, there was a piece on the news where the state of Pennsylvania was informed that over $500,000 of their tax money went to settle sex bias suits. Now think about that. As a taxpayer, you're paying your taxes to go for the needs of the people. But these people are using, these politicians are using your money in order to make settlement with people they may have sexually harassed. See, so the moral character is a part of this breakdown process. And we're going to get into that more on that as we go along. But I wanted to point that out to you because we have given the responsibility of self to others during this prosaic stage. And it was the philosophy of social control was designed to be that way. Why? Because that maintained the order that people really just submitted to. Think about it. Come in to any facility and they have rules and regulations, and you have to follow these rules and regulations. They have secret societies. Why? Because they didn't want you to ask the questions, because if they gave you the answers of truth, then there would be no deception. In order for these societies to work, there had to be deception. That's why they're called secret societies. At every level of life, there's nothing that is barred from this. That there was a deception in the midst, they would stop you from asking questions or remove you from the group so they would not hear your questions. Because some people outgrew some people outgrew that concept while they were in it. And when they were asking the questions to become more aware, those people in the halls of authority, but, you know, you have to go. You can't ask that question. Why do you think that in major meetings, when they're conveying ideas of what the group is going to do, you can never ask questions? Because if you ask questions, that's like throwing a wrench in the work. They don't want a wrench thrown in the work. They want you to do what is being assigned to you so that you can be the example of the person behind you to follow that same footstep. So therefore, you can be perpetually deceived based on what you were told or wanted to believe, whether it was true or not. And we're waking up from this year. That's why. That is the key to why the winter solstice is so important. Because remember when I told you to get you a chance to evaluate your life from your personal perspective. See, your personal perspective is your responsibility to your life. If you are not responsible to your life, then you're giving that authority, like I told you, you're giving it to someone else who literally has a different agenda, who keeps you in the dark, but since there's no waves, you don't make none. It's interesting how this is all coming together, because through the research I'm finding that we are more than just puppets when we surrender our birthright and authority to be the leaders of ourselves and leaders of controlling our own minds. Okay, getting back to the content. Sagittarius was the original ruler of the Golden Age, a time of peace and prosperity. He ruled in a time so that in Capricorn, in the era of Capricorn, it slowed down. And it initiated us into our state. Understand? It's that real deep. It's not what is happening now, where everything literally has been based on how they can instill fear in us and usher us into our feet. He often evokes fear and anxiety and tests you with them. He represents an authority so that we have to ask, who is the author of my life? And please, take a moment and think about that. To literally ask yourself, who is the author of your life, means that you have begun to identify that you do not control it. And that is your birthright. And see, the feminine energy, being nurturers, were not changers. They were developers. Okay? So as you developed and followed the example, the balance came in the process. But when ego and masculinity takes authority, and women in the feminine way, which is energy, their feminine energy, quietly watched, because they did not want to go against the physicality. You have to understand why the male's body is designed so different from the female's body, because he was designed to be a protector, a provider for the feminine energy. I'm hoping y'all are getting this, because I'm going to tell you, you're not going to get it anywhere else. And the reason why you're not going to get it anywhere else is because they don't want you to know it. They've done a terrible, terrible job on you as a human being in your process of thinking, so that they've affected you mentally, physically, and spiritually in trying to dismantle you to be what they want you to be. And many of us have submitted to that concept. For those of you who have been staying abreast of Wise Wednesdays, remember when I first started talking about the programs and how we fit into the programs, and as long as the programs is running, the system is smooth, this is exactly what I'm speaking to. And a lot of times, because it was good to us, we didn't pay much attention to it. See, there is a benevolence in destruction, because what they were doing was destroying our ability to step into our birthright. And in doing so, we found ourselves in a, should I say, a relationship, an unholy alliance that we literally accepted because of the pieces, to pick the material things, because of the secrets. You see, when I say because of the secrets, there are a lot of people that have very destructive habits to themselves that was introduced to them by this very same society, and they like it. There's a scene. There's a scene from the old Carrie movie, when Carrie's mother was supposed to be this raving Christian. And she's trying to bring Carrie up to be the same way, but Carrie has this special power. You know, they always have someone with special power. And she confesses to Carrie in her rage of beginning to really try to destroy Carrie as a human being, because she was going to kill her. And she said, you know, sin and morality work hand in hand. Because when you were born, see, she was getting ready to tell her about this experience that she had. She said, I was in the house, and I was just finished dinner, and I just ready to relax for the evening. And he came in, and I enjoyed his company, and he was always kind to me. But this night, he had liquor on his breath. And he was talking in such a vulgar way, but it was seductive to her. And she said, I could feel his hands all over me. I felt repelled by it. But it was senseless to me. I don't know why, but I liked it. You see, deception can play that role in our lives when we allow ourselves to be victimized by those things that are out of our control. And see, when we allow our emotions to be able to control our thought process, we allow our emotions to lure us in a state. Now, I'm trying to give you a lot very quickly, but you ever hear music, how music changes your mood? You hear upbeat song, it gives you upbeat mood, or you hear that slow, sultry, sexy song, and you think about that special person, or that person may be with you. You see how those, they alter your moods? See, these are tools that people are using against us, but we don't realize that we are connected with them on a universal level, and not being able to identify that, we become seduced by it. This is a problem. And the reason why it's a problem is because these people, or this group of people, are using the universal laws against us. I'm hoping y'all are grasping the totality of this, because it's not going to stop right away. It will over a period of time. And the reason why is because more and more people are waking up. And as more and more people are waking up, they're going to start self-examinations. And in self-examinations, they're going to experiment in how they can expand into a greater authority of their birthright. Now, I'm pointing that out to you because as we move along, you're going to see how the cosmos plays a role in this. And we do not have an understanding of it, because Westernism does not really want to expose it to you. Why? Because they have their own agenda. Okay, let's get back to this, okay? So he represents the authority, and this authority is over your life. Saturn has been in the sign of Sagittarius since December of 2014, forcing us to look at our beliefs, both religious beliefs and our personal beliefs about life and what is possible. We've been struggling with ideological divisions. Think about that for a minute. Ideological divisions. Because in reality, we have. You hear this concept of religions against religions. But when you ask people about the religious war, they just talk about it. They never show you any proof of it. Why don't they show you proof of it? Because literally, all religions are tied together. Let's see, Christianity is a lawmaker. Islam has a lawmaker. Buddhism has a lawmaker. Hinduism has a law. They're all tied together. And guess what? All of them have an authority which you cannot question. And those people who speak in a position of authority will avoid certain questions. Why? Because you're not entitled to that information. You are entitled to be a laborer in the field or in the vineyard. I know this is starting to sound typical to some people are saying, well, I've heard that before. This is by design. What is possible is we've been struggling with these ideological divisions. Truth, my truth, not your truth. You understand what that means? With the struggle of ideological divisions. The ideological divisions are saying, my truth, not your truth. I mean, that's a powerful statement right there. I mean, because that, if you think about it, and you're honest with yourself, and you do that evaluation, you're going to realize that a lot of you have been following someone else's truth, not your truth. Because you haven't done the due diligence to find out the truth, so therefore it's easier for you to say, you know what, okay, that sounds good, I'll hearken to that. Not realizing how damaging it is to you. And we have to grow to understand and see that. We are seeing the death of moral authority in government and religion during the Saturn in Sagittarius in 2016. I mean, that's powerful. Asking us to discern between what is real and what is illusion. I find it heartening to judge, matter of fact, this is deep. Everyone knows who Roy Moore is. Roy Moore was the politician who just lost that major election in Mississippi. Okay, I'm just giving you a little insight. I find it heartening to judge Roy Moore was just defeated in the race in Alabama, perhaps Saturn's last gift to the U.S. before he heads into his own sign of Capricorn. Now, the reason why that's pointed out is because it's still showing how the moral authority that is in the position of authority has been so deteriorated. I mean, look at the President of the United States, right? Do you know there are world leaders who just don't want to deal with him at all? They don't want nothing to do with him. This has never happened in America. I mean, it was coming and bound to happen because everything that I've discussed in this Wise Wednesday so far, America has operated it all over the world. America is the only country that I would say has military outposts in over 150 countries that are not their own. And they're not there to make friends. Believe me. They're there to serve a purpose of instilling fear. As the third fire sign, I lost my place here. I'm trying to go through a lot of information at once, so please bear with me. As the third fire sign, we have been pushed to a point of identifying that what is happening is due to our needing it to happen. Not that it was going to happen or it must happen, but we needed it to happen. The sad part about it is that many of us do not want to accept that to this day. Think about that for a minute. Many of us want to stay in a place in which we still fall in line. Now, this is perpetuated in every aspect of life. Look at education. You have an educational system that teaches indoctrination. And they want all your children to go in there and fall in line. Why do they want your children to go in there? Because your children are easier to mold than you, and that's why they designed it to spend more time with your children than you do. Now, that's deep. They have designed to spend more time with your children than you do. We have reached a point where we must ask ourselves, what are we going to do? And what is the process? Because it is our responsibility. And if we don't move, we submit to our destruction. Are we willing to submit to our destruction? Many are. Make no mistake. Many already have. So they're using a lot of things now against us. A lot of these things that they're using against us stem from symbols, concepts, the way they say things. You see, they don't want you to do your due diligence. They don't want you to understand that you have sovereign right over your body. That's why they're doing everything. You've heard about it. You've heard about Monsanto. You realize Monsanto is only the head of the snake? Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of companies out here now that are doing exactly what Monsanto started. And they're perpetuating it. And the reason why they're perpetuating it is because they made you submit to something they control. You know it. A lot of people don't want to accept it, but you know it. You heard the song. Money, 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 money. How many people are doing anything that they're told for money? People will lie, steal from their mothers. They'll rob their own sisters and their brothers. You see, one thing that we have to realize is that we're not here by mistake. By no means. But that can change. That's what makes the solstice so important also. Because why? Because during the period of the winter solstice, the sun has its shortest day. Let me repeat that. The sun has its shortest day. And the night has its longest night in that 24-hour period. Now, depending, now I'm just touch on a few things to give you a little enlightenment. Depending on where the concept of your interest lies, the shortest day means that you are becoming reconstituted. The longest night means that you literally are getting the rest needed to move forward. Now, if you go to other aspects and rituals, they'll tell you something entirely different. Why? Because it may be in their culture that night represented something that literally has nothing to do with you as a human until you expose yourself to it. Let me be very clear about this. I'm not saying whether it's bad or good, because it's on the individual to make a decision in their life. And that is not why I'm here. That's your decision. However, nature teaches us that resting, drawing inward for a time, is a presence in all living things. Rest is necessary for growth and comes later in the season. Now, that is complicit. Why? Because we all have to understand, in order for this process, for the cycles to continue, we have to do certain things that come natural to us. And rest is one of those things that come natural to us. A lot of people don't realize it, but their bodies, while they're at rest, are still under the control of the very spirit of their thoughts. Let me repeat that. Their bodies are in the control of the very spirit of their thoughts. So, if you don't want to change and you're living a life of negativity, that's not going to stop because you want to change. You got to do something to make that change. You got to open yourself up so that you can receive what has been latent in you. And only because you have not given it the attention that it was worthy of. Literally, that's what has happened to womanhood. It hasn't been given the attention that it's worthy of because once the power is out the bag, those egos are threatened by it. Should they be? I mean, when you look at life and history, they were never threatened by it before. Remember what I said? It was the masculine concept of male ego that literally started this transformation. The Woman Moon Lodge is a dwelling place for ancient female wisdom gathered to inspire and empower all women. All women are sisters. The transformation and healing of the planets will come when all women fully embrace their inherent feminine power, wisdom, and light with our love. There is no limit to what they can do. Now, I'm putting this out there because we are psychologically imbalanced, totally psychologically imbalanced. I mean, it's been a long road for us as a human race because we've allowed ourselves to follow those who seek our destruction and not our welfare. And you can see it in every aspect of the lives that we live in today. We've allowed those in control to steal, kill, and destroy. And we have said nothing. And the sad part about that is that even when we were in a position to at least say we disagree, that voice had no volume. You see, this is why now they're slowly starting to expose more women in positions of power, because guess what? They know their time's coming. Oh, yeah. They know their time's coming, and the sad part about it is that they already understand the importance of honoring the gifts of womankind. But the reason why they don't is because they must submit to a certain degree to the truth. The truth is that they use deception as a way to achieve what it is that they want. So they had to use negativity. And women, instead of classing, which I'm quite sure in the beginning there probably was classes to some degree, they bided their time because they knew the cycle would return. And that's where we're at now. We're in the returning of this cycle. And the sad part about it is that there's going to be a lot of people who are going to fight this. They're going to do no good. Let me be very clear about that. But they're going to fight that. And one of the main things I would like to point out to you is that you can't stop what is said, what is inevitable. The spiritual side of the winter solstice is far truer to life, meaning the universe, to the human beings or to themselves. We're all familiar with the winter solstice, which is, put simply, an astrological phenomenon that marks the shortest day and the longest night. I just said that. We're coming up on the break. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. And so I know I'm pouring a lot into you today because I want you to understand that our importance as humanity is going to rise or fall. What do I mean by that? We're either going to take control, organize ourselves, put volume to our voices, and speak loudly against what is going on, and then recreate ourselves. Not nothing new. You hear people talk about new age, and that's no, it's not nothing new. We just got to return to the sanity of truth. Is this, what we're living in right now is insanity. There's no balance. Power shifts on a daily basis. We're going to war one day, we're not going to war the next day, we're going to war the one day, we're not going to war the next day. So many countries have the ability to stop human life the way we know it that we can't even count them all. But yet, once again, America wants to be the moral authority of other countries who have the same power they have. Think about that. This is a country that is built, as I said, on steal, kill, and destroy. But they want to be the moral equivalent to be able to change the reality of other people based on their qualifications. It doesn't make sense. You see, it's all going to come down to you, literally, how you see and perceive your life. A perfect example is this tax bill they just passed. It goes right off the top. 60% of this bill is for corporations, and people not for 1%. But yet, they want you to think, oh, are we going to get you jobs? You don't want to get you jobs because they keep you working for them. See, they keep in that area of control. And a lot, like I said, some people like that because guess what? They're going to take those jobs and make that money and go out and buy all the material things that we've already discussed. They're going to lock in. My brothers and sisters, this is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. We are conversing about the winter solstice and what it means to us as a humanity, because in reality, every living human is connected to this cosmology called the universe. And this is a universal happening. This is happening beyond our understanding, but in conjunction with us. Why? Because we are a part of the whole. And there can be no complete action with the whole if it doesn't affect us. And believe me, it is. A lot of people want to sit back and say, well, I make my own decision. No, you don't. You don't even understand how your physical body works. And then when you sit back and say, well, I do what I want to do. Well, most of what humans do, when they say they do what they want to do, most of what humans do is take on a bad habit that actually ends up destroying our body anyway. Say, we don't know how to exercise the authority that our birthright gives us. We're going to come up on a break, y'all. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. I know I'm pouring a lot into your cup tonight. But the reason why I want you to get this is because guess what? Nothing is promised. So if you take advantage of this, you can grow by it. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and we will be right back.
Rewind.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Mr. Brother Davidson, we are back, and this is starting to get real intense here, so let me clear some things up. There is no right way or no wrong way to celebrate the winter solstice. Symbolically, the solstice is a time of turning inward, into the darkness, into the depths of the unknown. It is a time of tuning into a deep sense of intuition, trusting your inner voice in a sense. It is a time of feeling your way in the dark. When you cannot see where you are going, many people like to use the solstice as a time of deep meditation to reflect on what has been and what will be. That's exactly what I was telling you before. It's a point now where we must take the responsibility. And I know a lot of people are wondering, well, what do you do next? What do you do next? Everything you do should be based on your self-discipline to you. Start there. Your self-discipline to you. Do you realize that obesity is a disease in America? But it is something we can do about it. Do you realize that if you can't read, people walk around with that burden every day, so they can't expand themselves the way they want to because they have to go through somebody else who may have a different agenda. We must take part in that process. So those people have to find the confidence to convey their problem. We cannot fix humanity unless we are human with each other first. And that's going to be hard for a lot of people. You know why? Because the system has designed them to think that you want what they have, although you don't even care about it. And they feel they got to go out their way to protect something that you don't even care about. Because they're conveying to them a history about you that is actually their own. You see how powerful the deception is? You think about that. You ever hear many times they talk about how the killings in Chicago, they never talk about how many people they kill. You ever notice when you ever see a war news story, they'll tell you 20 Americans died today. They don't tell you about the 1,500 of the enemy that died. You know why? Because it's deception. If they tell you the truth, they can't deceive you. But if you do your due diligence to get the truth, they can't deceive you either. Truth is a personal revelation that actually becomes a testimony. You've been there. You know, when you found something out and you knew that was empowering and you came to the reality that even though you were told a story, that when you found out the truth, nobody could change your mind? Because you know this is where we're approaching. And they know that. But we got to wake up to that responsibility. We got to wake up to that aspect of taking control of our lives and not letting someone exercise what they call their moral authority. And they don't have one. They don't have any morality at all. Look at the prison industrial complex. Do you realize the only thing America's number one in is incarcerating humans, Americans? Oh, they're number one in the most destructive country in the world, too, according to world history. Is that what we want? Because we the humans that are here that have said nothing. Or should I say our voice has been silenced because literally they've taken over our outlets based on money. Then here, see, we fail to realize that we put value on their money too because we'll be wanting to be quiet to get it. How many of you go to work every day and don't discuss nothing? Don't just know I'm here for the money and that's it. I don't want to make no friends. I want to go to social gatherings. If you don't know me, that's fine. And they demonstrated. How many times you ever get on a bus or a subway and everybody's looking down? You know what they're looking down at, that little thing saying, you know what that says? Here's the message it says. Don't bother me. I don't want to know. And if I don't see it, I don't care about it. If I don't hear it, I don't care about it. And that's my right. That's what they teach. And guess what? The people who have devised this technology may not have been their purpose in the beginning. But it's been manipulated to be that, whether we want to accept it or not. And we all operate with it. I mean, I've gotten to a point now where I set mine off. I come home a certain time, certain days. I set mine off. And when I'm on the farm, period. And you know what? Half the time, calls can't even get out there. And that's even better yet. Because that allows me to examine my closer in the peace that I am enjoying. And you have to understand that you don't identify. How do you expect other people to identify? Think about that for a minute. If you don't identify the importance of having that personal time with you and yourself, why would you expect other people to identify? Especially if they don't take that time for themselves. And if they do take that time for themselves, guess what? They cherish it. They don't want it disturbed. And there are times when that phone is banging and they look over at it and they don't even answer it. And a lot of you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just that you may not be using that time in that manner because you didn't look at it from the perspective of your growth. You look at it from the perspective of your control. Well, see, here's what's unique about growth and control. You have the power over both of them. So if you have a discipline that you're doing that's literally edifying you and opening your eyes and allowing you to realize, you know what, I could have been doing this all the time. But you have, now that you've identified, you can. Think about that. Now that you have identified, you can. And there is no wrong way. You know why? Because when you sit and you think to yourself, you're beginning to open the door to allow other things to become tools for you to use so that you can maximize a growth in that time period. Let me tell you, I'm telling you from personal experience as well as growth reading. Absolutely. Sometimes when I go to bed at night and my wife, she might be in another room doing something, I turn that TV off. I turn the music down. Because see, now it's consumption time. Because then when I take that knowledge there into a state of meditation and I regurgitate it on a subconscious level, I'm opening my subconscious up to a new format. What is the format? I told you before I used the 42 principles in my heart. So therefore, in embedding those 42 principles in my heart, there's places that I used to go that I don't go. Now, I could see myself totally not going ever again, but I haven't reached that point because I have to literally allow myself to bring my environment to where I want it to be. So my environment is my family and that sort of thing. Sometimes, you know, they're not even thinking about it from the perspective you are. And they're saying, okay, well, let's go do this here. And that might be something you don't want to do. But you do want their company, and you don't want them to feel as though you don't want to be around them. So you say, okay, I'll go for a little while. And then when you get there, I had this experience this weekend. That's why I'm telling you, a lot of this has come out of my life. I had this experience this weekend. There was a Christmas party and where in Pennsylvania, my wife's father was a commander of the Legion, that sort of thing. So they had the Legion's Christmas party. And I went up there, and I was into the festivity of the thing, but I mean, really because I wanted my wife to enjoy herself, and she's in the company of her father, you know that's a daddy-daughter clique, and, you know, that's good. I got one with my daughter, so I can appreciate it. But I'm looking around at all the self-destructive behavior, and I didn't mean to, nor did I see it before. Like, see what I'm saying about growth? I'm looking around at all the destructive behavior, and I didn't mean to, but I didn't see it before because I wasn't focusing on me. Now, why was I focusing on me? Because I was in an environment where there were quite a few people smoking, and sometimes you get down when it had, and that kind of that irritates my lungs because now, like I said, I've been really trying to clean myself up. And then I have to focus on some of the concepts of the conversation. And then some of them are pretty vulgar. Not that they were with me, but just, you know, and y'all know what I'm talking about. You just in them circles. Okay? And, you know, I'm like, I don't really like that. Then some of the music that was being played. I mean, do you realize the power of words? And then you hear what's in some of these songs, and there's no one you can converse with, and they're saying to yourself, I want to get out of here, but your wife is looking at you, she's with her family and everything, and she's smiling. And she said, you all right? And you smile back, yeah, I'm all right, baby. I know this all just happened to me. But, you know, these are the things that the transitions you go through in molding that process to be where you want it to be. So when we came back, we started talking, you know, and I was talking to her about, you know, well, you know, there's so many things going on. There's so much. You realize America overfeeds itself. I mean, there was so much food there. So much food. I went up and got an appetizer. I sat back out, and it was filling. I mean, I really didn't need any more food because there was just so much appetizer, okay? I'm talking about a salad, and you get some of the fixings of the salad, and then other different kinds of salad. I think they had some macaroni and cheese. I like potatoes. I took a little bit of this and that, and this is all in. This is in the hors d'oeuvre bar, and then in the buffet line. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, son, food is an addiction in America, and we have to face these things if we're going to make changes, so that we can bring healing to everybody. Because I'm going to tell you, one of the conversations that was really got to me was a sister who was saying to me that she was in so much pain, that she was taking some pills, that she had spent $200 for 8 of them. So I started talking to her about turmeric. I said, well, you know, I said, well, what we do in our house is we use turmeric. And that way, we use it in the food, we put it in the capsule, we take it on a regular basis, and it's in our systems, you know what I mean? So, literally, it aids our bodies. Instead of our bodies having a need for it, it keeps pain and illness at bay. And she was saying, well, do you have any of it? And I'm saying, well, you know, you can get it anywhere. She said, no, you have what you said that you make capsules. And for those people who really know us, that's me and my wife in the Davis team, that we did a video of it for RDP. Because, understand this, we as humans have to be tools for each other. In order for someone to expand themselves, sometimes you have to see the simplicity of it. So we went on the air, we made a video, and we mounted it so other people could see it, and then we got a real positive feedback from it. So I'm conversing with her and telling her this here. In the meantime, she's smoking cigarettes. I mean, she's talking about being in pain, but she's smoking cigarettes. And I'm saying to myself, well, you know, these things are attributes of habits that you've taken on over a period of time. Now, I might not have known that 3-4 years ago. But understand, I'm growing so that I can help myself last as long as I can to be a part of what the Creator has in store for me. So I didn't point any of these things out to her, mind you. But her last comment was to me, well, you know, have your wife get in touch with me. I want to see if she'll make me strong. Now, the reason why I pointed that out to you was because I told her that what we use, I told her how we use it. I told her where she can get it in its most natural and cheapest form. Okay. I told her that how we put it in capsule form so that we could take it like pills as well as put it in our food. So now, all of these things she could do herself if she took the responsibility to. But you know what she said? Well, tell your wife, I'll call her because I want her to make me some. But that's a person that doesn't value her time. Because if she valued her time, she'd want to make them herself to be ensured that she has them so that she can utilize them in the manner which that I've spoken. But yet she wants my wife to contact her so she can ask my wife. And here's what she said. I'll pay her. You see the power of money? But that wasn't the issue with me. Money's not the issue with when it comes to different things. Well, freely we give you the information. We give you the information because literally we want you better. We want you to feel at your most peak. But it's not our responsibility. It's your responsibility. And if we give you the keys, don't ask us to open the door. And you all know people like this. Well, to make a long story short, after we got home and we got to talking about it, she was saying, yeah, well, I guess, you have some good points there. And then, I'm just going to be around my family. I know, baby, I wasn't saying this here to you because I'm not trying to insult you or trying to let you think that I'm trying to manipulate you. No, I'm just letting you know that I'm growing in a different manner. And then I want you to see it, because if you begin to see it, then you're going to begin to do due diligence in reference to what we converse about. Now, what does that mean? I mean, sometimes my wife will come and tell me something, and I'll go to look it up myself because I want to be an attribute to her. See what I'm saying? So I'll go and look it up and say, you know, baby, you're right. That opens the door for us to converse on that specific subject even more. And see, this is the purpose that we should be serving each other with. But we are so caught up, so caught up in the programming. And that's why this here winter solstice had to be brought to your attention. It had to let you know that there's an alignment that's taking place that stems from the center of the dark hole in the galaxy of Mars outwardly to you. And there's something happening in you that extends back. Because remember, life is a cycle. So just like we're going into the winter solstice, when we come out, we'll go into the summer solstice, we'll go into the spring equinox. These are all part of the whole, and they all represent a gradual transition that we're going through. And if we learn about them, we can tap into those mystic forces that we talk about, but literally don't realize that we have the power to engineer that energy. Oh, absolutely, you have the power to engineer that. You can literally take a thought and utilize the energy that's in your body and take that energy to anywhere in your body where you are maybe having some inflammation, have cramps, maybe stiff, and you can literally utilize that energy to work on that problem in that part of your body. That's called renewing. And we all have this power. But the reason why we don't know how to operate in this power is because we live in a system that is afraid of what all you could achieve with that power. Think about that for a minute. Your history is nothing like theirs. There is no reason for them to fear black people other than the curse or the deception they've laid on black people. And they lay it on black people all the time. Look at the news. You never see, there was a black school that every one of their graduates, male, black men's school, every one of their graduates were going to a college, a four-year college. Did you think that would make the news? And guess what? It was out of Chicago or outside area. But did you think that would make the news? No. Why? Because it gives a positive reflection on us as people. They don't want that to happen. Oh, they're one or two people, that's fine. But to see a whole school doing that, no, they don't want that to happen. You've seen it. And look how we are portrayed in movies and in pictures. how come, and there was an ad on Facebook, that black people have won Academy Awards for being dirty cops, sadistic mothers, prostitutes, drug dealers. See, these are all negative behaviors. Think about that. That ain't who we are. That's who they created us to be in the media to scare the very people they want to control, which is themselves. And you know, the sad part about it is there was a picture of a child at an all-white high school, and the kids were literally taking apart an AR-15 and putting it back together in a period of time. So this is what they do. This is their class. So I wrote down here, it's not us they fear. What they fear is running into themselves. Look at the history. People were blowing that whole thing up. Because it's true. How many black people you know are literally out here arming themselves to be destructive every day in every way? No, we want to be safe. We may have to protect ourselves, but we're not doing that crazy stuff. And when you go to a black school, they don't want to educate them. That's why we got to take over our own schools. They don't want to educate your children. You know why? Because if you educate your children, they'll compete with their children. They don't want that. And their children's education is failing. So if we take a positive role in this transition of time that is coming, educating our own children, don't you think we're going to dominate? Look at every sport black people have gotten into. And for those of you who don't know, the other day there's a new young black speed skater. She's a beautiful sister. And they had some pictures of her knocking down like a 200 or 200 or 300 meter race. Ice skating. You understand, these are areas that they didn't want black people in. And when black people came in, they took over. That was the same way with gymnastics. You look at gymnastics back in the 50s, 60s, they didn't start coming on until the 70s. And now they dominate. Same way with tennis. All of these things they kept us out of. Golf. When Tiger Woods hit the scene, they won't tell you this, but Tiger Woods made more people money in golf just because he was playing. That's how we are. But we don't see that. We run the program. We turn on the Bluetooth that tells you that every time they speak of welfare, they're not speaking of the predominant amount of people on welfare, which are white people. They're speaking about black people because guess what? That's what they show. So the deception continues. I'm hoping that there's somebody out there that's grasping all of this here, because I'm going to tell you something. Once we come out of this winter solstice, we are going to be in a state of focus. What is our state of focus? Our state of focus should be what we want to achieve in the new year. For self first, always for self, always, always for self first. Don't think outside of yourself. Because if you think outside of yourself in the beginning, you will stay there to the end. Stay on self first. What do we want from the food we eat? What do we want from the water we drink? What do we want from the books we read? What do we want from the job that we got? How do we want it to reproduce itself in our family? We need to take control. These raunchy radio stations, we should be shutting them down. They're shutting them down. If you ain't family, it's going to be edifying. No, we ain't listening. And then you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I know it seems to be an astronomical task, but every community has one. Just attack that one. And you'd be surprised at the people in the other communities who actually agree with you, who can now combine their voice with you, because we are like-minded and did not know until you took this action. This is how society works. And we are that humanity that is looked upon as society. There are a lot of people out here now, they're only victimized by their lack of moving in their best interest. You understand that? Their lack of moving in their best interest. Anytime You want to change? You can change. You don't need nobody else. There's nobody setting a standard for you unless you submit to someone else's standard. Let me repeat that. There's no one setting a standard for you unless you submit to someone else's standard. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because guess what? There are a lot of people out here that are excellent examples on how to get where you want to go. And they might be utilizing some methods that you see can be suitable for what you're trying to do. So if you partake up in that, I don't have a problem with that. Why? Because you are seeing yourself greater than you saw yourself last year. You see, I want us to understand that it is about us, it is up to us, and it is for us. Nothing that we do is going to help someone outside of us unless they're like-minded. And guess what? We will embrace them coming in. Why? Because they're growing. How can we be an example if we're going to act like the very people that we know we're not? That's why I always put down, we are not them. And there's a reason for that, because we're not. But that's what they want you to think. That's why they want you to emulate them in order to fit into the circles they have for you. So guess what? We don't fit in your circle, and we don't need to go to your circle. And we create our own circles. So we put parameters in those circles that are going to benefit us and not deteriorate us. Because I'm going to tell you something. We are powerful people. We have a strong, rich history. We are connected with the sun in a manner that literally energizes us. I mean, do you think about that? We not only produce energy from what we eat and what we drink and the sun's rays on us, but when the sun's rays hit us, it energizes our energy. And that the more the sun that hits you, the more it energizes you. And you know, here's what they won't tell you, that your body acts as a photosynthesis to turn those rays into energy. Now just think, once you're able to harness how you can engineer those energies in your body, and you can feed your spleen, you can feed your kidney, you can feed your liver, you can feed your lungs, you can edify your mind through the process of understanding that once food goes in, what's happening. You see, then we become a force within ourselves that we can literally share. That's when you open yourself to others, when you're sharing the benefit of what is going on in you. That's powerful love, dear. Because remember what I've always said, love is not an emotion. The reason why people say it's an emotion is because it's Westernism. Yeah, literally, it's Westernism. So people adapt, oh, this is how I feel. Well, if you feel, you should realize feelings are fleeting. But if you act, and that act is benefiting me, and every time we get together, I see you acting, and it's benefiting someone else, then guess what? That's love. You ain't got to tell me I'm doing this out of love. I tell you that because I'm on the radio, don't get me wrong. But the people in my environment, when me and my wife are doing something, and they'll come over and say, wow, y'all sure are doing, we ain't different. We're different from the program. But we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. We'd like you to join us. And sometimes we're in awe at what other people are doing, because they see the world in a similar manner, but a different way. And we uplift them as best we can, because guess what? The work is being done. There are laborers in the vineyard, and the work is being done. We get ready to come up on another break, y'all. We're going to have one segment left. If there's anything that I have said that anyone can identify with, it would be a good time to come on the radio and let's have a monologue. so that other people listening will realize that we can make a difference together. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and we'll be back after these messages.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, well, first let me ask, is there anybody in queue? Okay. Now, I want you to understand this is a time when we should really be celebrating our spiritualities. What is that? Identifying the seven chakras and introducing ourselves to our source. These are energy centers in our body. Introducing ourselves to our source. How the law of attraction can benefit your life. And attraction doesn't always mean the opposite sex, y'all. Let me make that very clear. Because a lot of people fail to realize their power is a magnet. And sometimes that magnet is drawing people to you, not because of your sexuality, but it may be because of your compassion. It may be because of the spiritual nature that you reflect that they would like to grow by. Or this gets something that's going to open the door to their understanding to become a better person. We are much greater than we give ourselves the respect and confidence of. Because we have been victimized a long, long time. We could take that and throw it out the window. Take control of your life. Do something that's going to give you a self-discipline. Do martial arts. Did you realize that martial arts makes your body in tune with your mind? That's a growth process. Do yoga. It teaches you how to open and balance your chakras in a physical exercise. Basically stretching, of course. There are many different types of meditations for beginners. But one of the things that's unique about meditation is as you go and meditate, as you become deeper involved in meditation, it doesn't have parameters. You can go anywhere you want to. The differences between religions play a role. Why do they play a role? Because some people want to stay with a religion. They can tell you, oh, the religion, that's my spiritual nature. They'll tell you anything. But in reality, when they come to step out, they'll begin to realize there's a difference between religion and spirituality. Religion and spirituality are often mistaken to be the same concept, though there is much difference between them. The mysterious connection with each other confuses people. The difference between religion and spirituality is rather ambiguous and can have different answers depending on the person's perspective. Our point of view is by product of combination. Combination of thought, combination of interest, and combination of research. Believe me, there are many things that you can do that tie you and open you closer to the universe that you're a part of. Essential oils for spiritual growth and mental awareness and physical healing are an excellent tool. There are new holistic ways of living. What is a holistic way of living? Well, a holistic way of living may be, I'm going to change my life so that I don't have to depend on medicines. The medicine I take, I want to eat. What does that mean? That means that the medicine becomes your food, or your food becomes your medicine. See, there's so many different things you can do. I mean, just start with the way you eat. If you wanted to seek out recipes that would actually give your body more consistency. There's recipes out here that tell you about the nutrient facts of everything that's in the recipe. It will also tell you the seed of burden. What is the seed of burden? The burden that that seed or that fruit or that flower or that leaf bears in the natural human body process. And see, a lot of times we don't think about it like that because guess what? All we do is eat. We don't think about it. Okay, well, this search what? Do you realize if you ate a green diet, just spinach, okay, just per se, just spinach for one meal, okay, and just maintain the regular operation of daily operation, going to your routine and drinking water and eating food, you would stay much healthier than you would if you go to fast food. You know why? Because that spinach knows what it's there for. Fast foods have no idea. None. That's why they give them nice names. What's the other one? I mean, they got this one commercial out now where they're serving pork belly. So why? Because we make sandwiches. They never talk about the nutrition. And they'll tell you, oh, if you go, you'll see the nutritional facts on the wall. Go look for them. I did that one time. I went to fast foods looking for the nutritional facts, and they do have them somewhere. They have to. But you got to look for them. And if they don't point them out to you, you won't find them. In most cases, you won't find them. I have seen them behind something else. So they know what they're doing. Oh, and please, let's not discuss soft drinks. Do you realize the biggest contributor to obesity in America is soft drinks? Absolutely, they're all sugar. Almost pure sugar. And don't take my word for it. Do your due diligence. They put a little flavor in there. Say you like grape. Oh, I like grape. And you're used to drinking 100% grape juice. Oh, I like grape. And you come to America, and you're where you're from, they drink grape juice all the time, and they turn you on to grape soda. Guess what? It's going to be, I like grape soda. Until you become knowledgeable of what grape soda does to you, because we are growing to understand what is best for us, when you begin to realize that there's more sugar in the grape soda than grape, then you wake up. And that's what we're doing. We're waking up. And the reason why I really look at food because literally food is what's destroying us. Food is at the forefront of bringing all of the diseases into our lives because we've been taught bad habits and perpetuated those bad habits because of marketing. And a lot of people say, well, I like meat. Yeah, well, meat, I'm not saying don't eat meat. I'm saying that you don't need to eat so much meat. You don't need meat 3 times a day. Your body's not designed for that. Don't take my word for it. Do some due diligence. Anybody, even your medical doctor, will tell you you shouldn't eat meat every meal. Your body's not designed for it. He's going to tell you the intense stuff. Well, do you realize that the enzymes in meat literally get inside the vessels of your blood vessels? They get inside the material. And once it gets inside that, it kind of strangles it. And as it strangles it, it makes the blood harder to move through the blood vessel. So during that strangling process, it's literally getting high blood pressure. Why? Because it's pushing against what is normally open. So literally on the other side of that, that bad cholesterol is building up and putting a plaque in there. You see how these things work against you, but if you're not doing your due diligence, you weren't going to find these out. And we have to, within like week, it's just going to come to us and they're going to one day wake up and become honest with us. They're not. I mean, they're putting foods in our grocery store today that don't even have a natural birth. All these seedless foods, you know it's unnatural. But people are buying them up, and they're eating them up, and blood pressure's going through the roof, diabetes is going through the roof. Don't you think that these things may be a contributing factor? See, this is why we have to take control. And when we do, and all of a sudden these numbers start going down, do you realize we're going to move a whole lot of stuff out of the black community? The next thing it'll be to go is be the cigarettes. And before long, it'll be the liquor stores. Because we could replace those things with things that are, with habits that are more conducive to longevity and interaction with us as a people. And look, don't get me wrong. This is not happening in just the black community. Y'all heard of Monster? You ever look and see what's in that drink, Monster? Well, they got a breakdown of the concept of not only the drink, but the design of the can and everything. And believe me, a lot of this stuff that's going on in these secret societies is no longer a secret. You just got to do your due diligence. It's being exposed. So take that for real. When a person walks up to you and says, you know what, I hate being around people, believe them. Because that may not be a person you want to be around. Now, they walk up to you and say, you know what, I really like whatever it is you're doing. I like the change in you. Help me. Then that type of person is opening the door for you to help them become a better person. So they can open the door for somebody else. We have to take our birthright back. We must take our position in the celestial universe and commune with the cosmology itself. And in doing so, we move ourselves back to our universal laws. And the closer we get, the more balance we become. You see this stuff happen out here with these people and this crazy behavior, boys, men, grown men wearing, walking around with their pants down. Now, I'm not critical of it for one reason, because I don't do it. Now, they ask me, do I like it? I'd say, no, I think you can set a better example for yourself. You can set a better example for your children. You can best set a better example for my child if they're out there. But they don't see that on that level. So we have to open the door slowly, or a little slower for some than we do others, but we must open the door. Is there anybody in queue? I'm hoping, I'm really hoping somebody's going to pick up the phone. Even if it's in direct conflict with what I say, I don't mind. Because that brings forth a monologue instead of a dialogue. But now let me help y'all do some things in your research, because I don't want you to think that I'm just pushing you out there and saying what you should be doing. Nutrition, it should be high on your list of things to do. Why? Because nutrition is what literally we lack. You should have 90 vitamins and minerals in your body on a daily basis. And the system is so depleted from right now that a lot of us are totally unbalanced in that level. We should be able to interact in a health and wellness way. What do I mean? We should be able to openly discuss what our problems are and how other people are finding solutions that may be suitable for us to use. And that's why I pointed out that I'm a vegetarian. One of the things that worked for me is that I took meat out of my diet. Now, am I saying I'm never going to eat meat again? No, I'm not. Because I do know there is quality meat out there. And I know a lot of people who, this is the time of year where they're out hunting venison, and I get offers for it all the time. Venison is the highest quality meat out there, other than buffalo meat. Buffalo meat might be a little higher quality. But if you're going to eat, eat something that you don't bog yourself down with. I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to have meat with every meal. Please believe that. And then don't take my word for it. Ask your doctors. They'll tell you. Yeah, you don't need meat at every meal. It's being marketed to you that way. And the American diet has accepted it. But anybody that comes to this country and lives here for 3 or 4 years and takes on this diet will tell you that it deteriorates their health. Don't take my word for it. Do some due diligence. It deteriorates their health. In Africa, high blood pressure is not a problem. Why? Because they're not on an American diet. But you come, them Africans to come here, you ask them what your biggest problem is. A lot of them will say high blood pressure, diabetes, because they're on a diet that's unnatural to them. Now, let's look at what we want to go spiritually in the next year. If you're in the church and you like what position you're in and you think that that's going to be the form that you want to move forward in, then please, by all means, do so. I'm not telling you by any means of evaluation. But if you do your due diligence, you're going to come up with some questions they ain't going to want to answer. So prepare yourself for that. And when they don't want to answer and you need to answer, there's a transformation going on. You ain't going to be able to stop that. Because the more you know, the more you're responsible for. So it's simple. A lot of people fail to realize this, but you're going to break away from a lot of different groups going in the next years. Because you're going to realize that literally you're serving them and they're not serving you. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of these groups now are going to start talking about what they can do in the community, what they could do in the community. Some of them have been doing things, but they've been literally taking more than they've been given. And you see, we need to all be givers. Why? Because we have so much that we don't even see. We have so much that we don't even see. I'm going to tell you, the best thing that ever happened to me was when I decided to get together with my brothers and sisters, and I sat down with my wife, and we conversed on this farm. Because it's not everybody, like I said, not everybody kept up what they did, but we did. And now that we're there, and I get that peace, and I can work, I can focus, I can do so many things. I'm telling you, it's a different world. Because now when I leave there, I'm prepared to give. I'm prepared to give. That's why I know that the doors are opening for me right now. Because what I have and what I want to give, people are in need of, and they don't know where to find it. Because so many people are putting their heads down, messing with their gadgets. But see, here's the unique thing about that. You realize people now are starting to get back problems from that? Yeah. Because their kids constantly now looking at this gadget. It's affecting their eyes. It's affecting their back. So you got to ask yourself, is this the type of habits that you want to control or you want it to control you? It's something I've gone to places and college students, oh, I got to have my phone. I got to have my phone. They got all a long line of what they got to start having on Instagram, Snapchat, this and that. All these are social media. So here's the catch. In most cases, don't edify them at all. They make them attached to a trend and they go back to check the trend. Does it benefit them? Absolutely not. Do they grow by it? Depends on what you see as growth. If you mean keeping up with what's happening in the entertainment, it's growth, I guess it keeps from growing. Take the gamers. The gamers that play them games for, you know, people are divorcing behind video games. Think about that for a minute. They are leaving life mates behind video games. Once again, we have serious problems. They're all psychologically, mentally, physically, and spiritually. We have problems. But literally, we got to stop being the test tube for other people's concepts. That's what they're doing. They use us as a test tube. And that's what they did with Monsanto's. Oh, let's try a seedless grape. I see people eating, oh, they're so sweet. They just eating them up, and then they turn around, they got erectile dysfunction, talking about, oh, something's wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. If you're eating something that doesn't have a seed, how do you expect that to feed your seed? It's starting to make sense. We're coming up on the end of the show, yeah. I'm hoping that y'all could just operate and improving yourself. And when we come out of this winter solstice, between December the 21st and January or February 21st, we're going to have our time of preparation. And this is actually very, for those people who are spiritual, they understand. They know this is a time in which they want to focus on how to achieve what they want to achieve next year. Okay. Some of them may be beyond our understanding. Because you have to understand, when you really get into meditation, you can go places in your astral body that your physical body will never be able to get to. Because your physical body is limited to time and space, the dynamic, meaning the time and space dimension, but your astral body is not. So if you go into states of meditation that take you far beyond your imagination, don't be surprised. Bring the gifts of what you learn back with you. Share them. Open the door for other people to take the time and utilize the path that you've laid to achieve that same thing. Because I haven't even gotten to the gifts. See, we have natural gifts, but we are not ever exposed to our natural gifts because the concept of it was severed by the millions and millions of generations of people, of our people that were killed because those other people wanted to possess the gifts. And they didn't, the people they were killing just assumed everybody had them because they came so natural. Never that. They kept that gift of understanding to get from that next generation or the next generation. So we might be 3, 4, 5 generations removed of understanding the natural gift that we are have inherited just because of DNA. So the more you begin to grow and focus on self and become more self-aware and can be able to spread that, the greater you and before you know it, you'll be literally operating in that gift, enjoying yourself, not realizing that this is something that you always possess. But because the generations before you didn't have what you have now, they could never get to this point. So, as I said before, what I do out of love. And the reason why I do it out of love is because I'm going to be called. When my time comes, I'll be looking forward to it. I'll be looking forward to it for joy, because guess what? The transformation can only make me better. And that's what it will do for you. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Listen, I enjoyed myself. I hope I gave you something that you could use. I'm hoping that if you want to, you can hit me up at Blessed Power Davis, ask me any questions that you want to. And if I don't have the answer, I can definitely find a way to point you in the right direction. A lot of times, the answer isn't for me, you to be given. It's for you to find the direction to achieve the answer. And that is the purpose of the cosmology of the universe. We are seeking the direction to achieve the answers. Thank you for your time, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. And Brother Scotty, I'm going to turn it back over to you, man.
All right. Thank you, Brother Davis. Just to let everybody know, we got a couple more programs on the slate for tonight on Black Talk Radio. We got New Abolitionist Radio coming up at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And then at 10 o'clock tonight will be Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio. So we are going to close it out. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, same time, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, for another broadcast of Tando Radio Show. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.